time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Laura Olson with the Olson Entertainment Group, and that must mean we're going to be talking about Culture Connection. But guess what? Sadly, this is our last outdoor Culture Connection, and we'll talk about maybe some things that are going to go on in the fall and the winter. We'll talk about that. But, you know, Laura's joining us because she's very excited about this one.
I really am.
One of these groups is really exciting that they're going to be here, and she wants to talk about them. So we will get there soon enough. Laura, how are you this morning?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Let's jump in first, and let's talk about how Culture Connection has gone this year for you guys, because this was kind of something that Olson Entertainment Group, you know, you do music, you do those kinds of things, mm-hmm. but this was kind of a different animal, I would assume, for you guys. So how did it go this year?
I think it went way better than we thought it was going to be. More people have shown up than we thought would show up. The bands have performed better than we thought. Like, it's just all around, I feel like it has surprised us. And blown us out of the water.
Everything has been mm-hmm. pretty positive as far as Culture Connection is concerned.
Right.
And you know, we head into this week, and you're getting the last Culture Connection that's the outdoor Culture Connection this year. And a couple of groups are coming. Of course, the first up is going to be Suit Up Soldier. And then Michael Barrow and the Tourists will shut everything down. And I'm going to turn Laura loose and let her talk about them.
Yeah, so we are really excited. I guess I'm very, very excited. We kind of saved the best for last. So both of these groups are pretty talented with their performance. They have had a lot of experience by headlining and touring with bigger artists in really cool venues across the country. For example, Suit Up Soldier, they have toured, if any of the young crowd, if any of you know, Coin, the band Coin, they toured with them, headlined with Imagine Dragons. They've kind of been there, done that. And Michael Barrow and the Tourists, they have the same experience. They've toured in really cool places all across the country, headlined for big festivals that have happened here in the state. So bringing them here it's going to be great. You do not want to miss this week.
And it's one of those things as well that, you know, it's kind of a great send-off for the Culture Connection season.
I like that, yes.
And that's, you know, kind of the one things that, you know, and as we look forward, we were talking before we came in, there is talk that you guys will kind of start working maybe on the maybe a fall and winter series, see where that kind of takes you. Price City has shown some interest, and you guys will be working with them on that. And you know, it won't be long. I know it seems like it, but it won't be long. We'll be back outside in no time at all.
And it really does go by fast.
It does go by fast. But these two groups, you know, not to be missed. And I'm taking mm-hmm. Laura's advice on this one with Suit Up Soldier once again, and then Michael Barrow and the Tourists. You know, yeah, Suit Up Soldier, I just did some reading on them. They are have a pretty loyal following and an pretty mm-hmm. impressive resume. As to where, who they've performed with, who they've worked with. Of course, Suit Up Soldier is out of Utah County, right?
Salt Lake County.
Upstate. And then Michael mm-hmm. Barrow, they both really are.
Right.
And it's amazing. I mean, we know and we always are in awe mm-hmm. of the talent of what we have just here in the two little county area that we're in.
I know.
But then you expand it to the whole state, and it's just amazing mm-hmm. the talent that is across the whole state and the following that some of these people have and these groups have. I mean, to open for Imagine Dragons, that's impressive.
Yeah, you know, you've got to be really good.
You know, another one I saw about Suit Up Soldier, and some people may know Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Yes.
That's another one that was just, I'm like, really? So these are great things. These are probably two groups that you may, if it still existed, and people will know, some people will know what I'm talking about, you may see on like a Vans Warped Tour or something like that.
Yeah,
they would
definitely.
Be more, they would fit right in. So, you know what?
I love that.
And they're going to be here, and they're going to be in Price, and you can't beat that. For free. Right? For the price of $0.
Mm-hmm.
So get on down there, get your chairs, head down early, have some fun. And of course, we got a couple of food trucks that are going to be down there. My buddy Ruben's going to be there. We know that. He'll be there. And he's, you know, everybody likes Ruben. Everybody goes down to get some food from Ruben's. And then the other ones, Street Treats, we don't talk too much about. What kind of things
do
they have?
They really don't. We really don't. Yeah, they have ice cream. And I know they sell water as well. They're just a cute ice cream truck.
So you get an ice cream truck, you get barbecue, you get great music. What more can you be looking for on Thursday night down in the Peace Gardens with the final, remember, it's the final outdoor culture connection of the year. So, you know what? Get out, have some fun, enjoy this one. And, you know, next, or it'll be like fall, winter, we'll move back indoors for a little bit, and then we'll be right back outside again. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to this one. Everybody get out, have some fun. Once again, what time's things going to kick off down there, Laura?
7 o'clock.
So 7 o'clock, Suit Up Soldier will take the stage, and they go till about 8?
8:30, and then, yeah.
And then Michael Barrow and the tourists will shut things down. All right, Laura Olson with the Olson Entertainment Group. Thanks for a great Culture Connection season. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
And when we get a fall schedule, let's have you guys in here and we'll talk all about it.
Yes, that's exciting.
All right. Once again, that's Laura Olson with the Olson Entertainment Group. It is the final outdoor Culture Connection of the year this Thursday down in the Price City Peace Gardens. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.